Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Thursday, 4th of January, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. The benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open marginally higher today, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 33 points. In the previous session, Sensex dropped 536 points to 71,357, while Nifty 50 declined nearly 150 points to 21,517, as the release of Fed meeting minutes and US jobs data kept investors on the sidelines. Analysts expect the market to consolidate and take a pause before the quarterly earnings begin, leading to more stock-specific action in markets. Nifty formed a long bullish candlestick pattern on the daily charts, continuing a downward trend for the second straight session. The pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty is likely to see immediate resistance at 21,534, while on the lower side it can take support at 21,497 level. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1. Jio Financial Services. BlackRock Financial Management and Jio Financial Services have filed papers with the market regulator SEBI to launch mutual fund business in India. The in-principle approval is under consideration with SEBI, as the companies had filed application on October 19 last year as a joint venture, according to an updated list of mutual fund applications. Number 2. L&T. The infrastructure major has completed the sale of its entire stake in L&T Infrastructure Engineering to STUP Consultants. Consequently, L&T Infrastructure Engineering has ceased to be a subsidiary of L&T. Number 3. Torrent Power. The power utility of the Torrent Group has signed 4 non-binding MOUs with the Gujarat government. Through these MOUs, Torrent Power has proposed total investments of 47,350 crore rupees in renewable energy, green hydrogen and power distribution. Number 4. LIC. The state-run insurer has received GST demands totaling 667.5 crore rupees along with penalties from 3 states, namely Tamil Nadu, Uttarakhand and Gujarat. LIC plans to appeal against the issued orders within the stipulated timelines. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. US stock futures were little changed today. Dow Jones Industrial Average futures rose 35 points, while S&P 500 and Nasdaq 100 futures ticked marginally higher. Wall Street ended a dismal trading session overnight, with all 3 major indices closing out with losses. Asia-Pacific markets fell today, led by Japan, as the country resumed trading after an extended New Year's holiday, during which it witnessed a massive earthquake and a collision at Tokyo's Haneda Airport involving Japan Airlines. The benchmark Nikkei 225 tumbled 2.26% at open as Japan kicked off its first day of trade in 2024. South Korea's Kospi fell 0.64%, while Australia's S&P ASX 200 index retreated further, falling 0.5% in early trade. Meanwhile, Hong Kong's Hang Seng index futures pointed to a rebound. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Siddhartha Bhaiya, the Chief Investment Officer at Aequitas, about how people are playing a lottery game in SME IPOs.
He wants 20 crores and he's getting application for 10,000 crores. And people are playing the lottery game over there. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to apply to IPOs and sell on listing. That kind of scares me. That reminds me in history that whenever this has happened, you know, people have...
See, when, price for it.
See, typically, you know what happens, a first-time investor starts off with an IPO investor. Then he applies to IPOs for 1 or 2 years, doesn't get anything, then gets frustrated, and then starts dabbling in those shares in the secondary market. And he will see, oh, this IPO came in at 100, it listed 200, and then he will buy it again at 100 rupees or 90 rupees, saying, okay, I'm getting it cheaper than the IPO price. But eventually what will happen is, he will go to zero and he will keep on averaging on the way down. Right, so I see that as far as this is concerned. I see a bubble, you know, in the small cap space. Nobody wanted to touch small caps in 2020. The index itself is up 500 days. IPO, look at the amount of subscription that is happening. Promoters are raising more money by IPOs in one day than they have through 10 years of running the business.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.